welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And you gotta seek it out, you guys, every week, every single week. So I am in your ear again, and I'm so excited to be here. Whether you are getting ready or putting your makeup on or we're driving to work, I am your co-pilot. What is up? Give me a virtual high five. Bam. Awesome. Thank you. So today I want to talk to you about curiosity, because to me, curiosity is one of the most important things to keep in your life at all times. And a lot of times we tend to shut it out, numb it out, tell it that we don't have time for it. But Albert Einstein said, never lose a holy curiosity. And I really love that he says a holy curiosity, because that is exactly what I believe it is. And my wonderful girlfriend, who is in my mastermind, who I speak with biweekly, we jump on the phone. I get so much inspiration and just great information from these women, and so many other places in my life too, where I get to connect deeply with people. And believe me, that was all created, and we'll talk about that at another time. I'm actually writing a book on how you guys can do that too. So I know that a lot of the great things in my life have come from these groups and a safe place to explore my questions and curiosity about life in general. So this last week, she had said a statement that I think is a beautiful sentence to put up somewhere so that you never forget to ask yourself this question. And that is, what is the question that you need to stay in until you get the answer? What is the question that you need to stay in until you get the answer? And this was from her yoga teacher. I believe his name was Noah. And during a time in her life when she really needed to stay in a particular question in order to get the answer. And a lot of times what we do is we have this question pop up, or we have this thing that we desire and it's not coming right away, and we don't want to figure it out. We don't know where it's going to come from or how it's going to come or how we're going to get that answer. So we just stop asking it. We stop being curious. We stop following that question and that curiosity around. We stop trying to find the answer, right? But a lot of times if we stay in that question, maybe it's something we need. Maybe it's a connection that we desire. And I don't even want to say we need, right? I want to say maybe it's something we're really desiring and our soul is really trying to guide us towards, because I believe curiosities are our soul trying to come through and tell us which place to go next. And a lot of times it's going to come and it's going to tell us to go somewhere that doesn't feel comfortable. It's going to tell us to go somewhere that is scary as heck and that we absolutely don't want to go. So we're like, oh, I should go there. And then we're like, no way, I don't want to go there. That is scary. But for real, fear tends to be a map. It tends to be the map that tells you where to go next. That's going to be freaking awesome for you. So follow the fear, follow that curiosity. And what is the question that you need to stay in until you get the answer? And here's the key, you guys. It's not just to stay in that question, but to start listening. Because a lot of times it's going to come in a place or a form that you are not going to expect. And also to stay really open when you're in this question. So I noticed that when I'm in a question of, how am I going to get this book to be a New York Times bestseller? And I'm staying in that question. I notice that my ears perk up in many different areas, whether it's connecting with certain people or whether it's staying open to new ideas and new opportunities, or maybe I start looking at things differently in my life as, wow, I could create a really cool event out of that, or, oh, this person wants me to go speak or do an event there, but maybe I could turn it into a book event and also kill two birds with one stone and really deliver and also do something for the book, right? So it's staying in that question, always having it in the forefront of my mind so that all of a sudden I start looking at life as possible opportunities. And you know, this was really big for me because when I first started with a network marketing company that I absolutely love, I really wanted other people to get involved and to try it because I had a massive, massive life, body, mind, energy transformation. And for me, it was like, I didn't really know that many people at the time. I was in a small one-on-one training studio. I was just really starting out in my career. I was only competing in pretty small shows at the time. Nobody knew who I was. I did not have a big social media following. At the time, Facebook had really just started. It was like the old MySpace world. And I had to keep on asking myself, who really needs this? Who could I help? Whose life can I change? And all of a sudden, when people would ask me different questions, no matter what it was like I could start to see an opportunity to offer them, whether it was the products that they needed or maybe they needed extra income or whatever it was, I started to see opportunities to switch the conversation to, hey, you know what? Even though you're asking me this, I really think the base of it could be this and this could really help you. So I don't know if you can see what I'm saying. I hope that you can. But staying really open, when we keep that question in the forefront of our mind, instead of seeing something or someone approaching you for one thing, what they could really be asking for is the question that you're also trying to answer, or maybe they could bring you the answer as well. So stay in that question. If there's something there, if there's something burning in your soul, keep that question in the forefront, whether you have to write it down, put it on your phone. What is that question that you really want answered? And how can you stay open? How can you talk to more people? How can you get into different situations, social circles, networkings? How can you start creating different opportunities? And I love this quote too. My favorite words are possibilities, opportunities, and curiosity. I think if you are curious, you create opportunities and then you open the doors. You create possibilities. And that is Mario Testino. So when you are curious, you start looking at life as opportunities and you start saying and seeing what was there that was not there before, because you're looking through a lens of wanting to see more than is just in front of you or going through your day mindlessly, right? When that question is there, there's literally opportunity everywhere. There's people in front of you everywhere. Everyone that you're not talking to, those people in the coffee shop line, those people who are in the salon getting your hair done next to you, right? That person who's helping you out with something at the store. These are all opportunities, whether that is just to share your light, or maybe it's somebody who's really struggling, that if you just asked, how are you, and really mean it, or what do you love to do, or what are you doing today? Right? These people hold the answers. And I just think it's the greatest thing that God, source, whatever you believe in, can do is bury his divine gifts and divinity in each of us and in other people and say, have fun today, guys. Go meet each other or go pray, find your answer, go sit in meditation, go try to connect. It's all within us. And I think it's funny because we try to find it in external things or material things, right? Or we think that a title or something is going to give us that feeling that we desire and that validation, when really it's buried inside of us and buried inside of people. But we can get our answers answered so quickly if we just stay in that question and connect with people and ourselves. So you guys, I hope that you are having the most fantastic week. I would love to see or hear what the question is that you guys are going to stay in. And you know that I love Instagram, Insta stories. Come find me on Facebook. I do a Facebook Live every single morning, Monday through Friday. And that is on my Lori Harder regular page. So if you come find me there, you can follow, you can talk to me every single day on the Facebook Live. You know, I love to connect with you there. We're always discussing topics that are just coming up for us, right? Like, what's going on? What do we need to work through? And until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.